speaking on this Way of Truth broadcast is Ken Willis.
One of man's greatest achievements has been the building of great bridges. The spectacular Golden Gate Bridge in California. Along the mighty Mississippi River, there are a number of great bridges. The mightiest river on the North American continent is spanned by great bridges near New Orleans, Memphis, Dyersburg, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, and other major cities. These are also great achievements. There are bridges that cross the Narrows, where Lake Michigan joins Lake Huron, another great span. Then the George Washington Bridge over the Hudson River just above New York City. These bridges and others like them around the world are evidences of the ingenuity and the skill of man. Peoples and cities and even nations have been brought closer together by these great bridges. Where once there was a gulf or a separation, there came to be a bridge, enabling people to work together in closer cooperation and friendship. In another way, man has bridged the oceans and even outer space. When Columbus crossed the Atlantic with his three small sailing vessels, he was actually building a bridge from the old world to the new world. And through the generations that have followed, this bridge has grown stronger until today the Atlantic is crossed by airliners in just a matter of hours. Similarly, when the men of Apollo 11 landed on the moon, they laid the first feeble strands that may someday form a bridge from Earth to the moon and possibly even to other planets. Man can transcend almost all of Earth's physical barriers, but there often remain barriers of the spirit which man has not yet spanned. These barriers are racial, they're national, they're cultural, they're religious. We build bridges quite well in the external world. We need to build bridges in the inner world of man's spirit. There is an art to bridge building, those of mind as well as those of concrete and steel. Bridges are conductors of communication. Peace among nations as well as peace of mind comes with building bridges of understanding. It's in this area especially that we want to think today. One of my favorite poems is The Bridge Builder by Will Allen Drumgoole. And think not only the bridges of concrete and steel, but also bridges of the mind and bridges of understanding as I read this poem. An old man going a lone highway came at evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and wide and steep, with waters rolling cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sudden, sullen stream had no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. "Old man," said a fellow pilgrim near, "you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at eventide?" The builder lifted his old gray head. "Good friend, in the path I've come," he said, "there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. The chasm that was as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building this bridge for him." Well, just as our forefathers built for us the great bridges of which I spoke earlier, we of this generation must build bridges that maybe are more difficult, bridges of understanding for those who follow after us. We need to build bridges between parents and children, between the aged and the young. One man spoke, "Today our youth spend 5 days a week in school, spend an entire year on campus, or work and date largely among their peers. They simply don't have the time to get to know mom and dad, let alone any of the older generation, as well as they used to. I ask you to stop and think how much time you have spent with your children in the past week, among young people in general. According to Earl Nightingale, a survey among American business executives at one time showed that the average man, exclusive of eating meals and watching television together, spent only about 8 minutes a week with his children. And this condition is still widespread today and explains much of the reason that young people in our age find themselves out of step with each other, failing to understand each other, oftentimes at dagger's point with each other. And it's quite obvious that a bridge needs to be built here. And then we need to build bridges between those who lead and those who follow. This includes parents and children. But it also includes teachers and students, employers and employees, leaders of government and the citizens. Lines of communication need to be developed between those in authority and those who manage our institutions and those who follow. The tension and trouble so often seen throughout the land comes because we fail to build bridges in all these areas. And then we need to build bridges between neighbors also. There was a time when everyone knew those who lived within close proximity. Not only did they know each other, they had time for each other and maybe sat on the porch and the swing and visited together, concerned about one another's goods. No one became sick without the neighbors knowing about it and helping to provide what was needed. No one had a crisis but that others knew and helped solve the problem. Today, we still live in close proximity to thousands of others, but we hardly know the person that lives next door. We need to build bridges between neighbors. And then we need to build bridges between the races. Although progress has been made in achieving equality of job opportunities and educational opportunities, the tension too often between the races still mounts. There's some indication that the emotional feelings and tensions are higher than they've ever been in other generations. When tragedies occur and it seems like one race is neglected, so there's a pressing gulf over which a bridge needs to be built. And then we need to build bridges between nations. For today, not only are many of the finest youth being sacrificed in war, but the threat of ever greater wars places a burden upon mankind. Nations appear to be armed camps, suspicious of each other, and selfishly preparing weapons just in case. And what a waste of young lives of those that we might call enemies or those of our own troops. We need to learn to build bridges of understanding. And the greatest of all bridges that we need to build is the bridge between God and man. Here's the greatest gulf of separation of all. Man's rebellion against God, man's sin, is responsible for all of our problems. If man could somehow be fully reconciled to God, other problems would be solved. A bridge across the gulf that separates man from God is the most pressing need of our day or of any day. Our world is beset by some whose purpose is to destroy bridges rather than build them. While he has many helpers, it's the devil himself, Satan, our adversary, that's the source of division and destruction. At the very beginning of the Bible, we read of the temptation and the fall of Adam and Eve. In this connection, there are these words, "And the serpent said to the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil." Genesis 3:4-5. It's in the New Testament that we read concerning the devil. that he is a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. And Jesus said once, many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, shall lead many astray. Many false prophets shall arise and shall lead many astray. Matthew 24:5-11. And John commented in 2 John 7, for many deceivers are gone out into the world. An even fuller statement is that from the pen of Peter when he says, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Satan's negative influences are all about us. And while Satan would destroy the bridges which exist among men, our world also has a Savior who's the greatest bridge builder of all time. Concerning the birth of Jesus, an angel announced to Joseph, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. And to this agree the words of Paul, faithful is the saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. So Jesus is our bridge. The Apostle Paul says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, himself man, Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. So the Lord's purpose in coming to the earth was to reconcile man with God and man with man. Everything that he did and everything that he said was on the constructive, positive side, helping to unite and helping to build rather than to divide and tear down. He told a young lawyer that the greatest commandment of all was, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind. Mark 12:30. And when he did this, he was saying in effect that the greatest of all man's needs is to be reconciled with God through loving and through obeying him. And then he added the second commandment, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mark 12:31. So this is an effort to reconcile men with other men by loving each other and helping each other. Other men would dissolve their hatreds and their animosities. Our Lord's method of building bridges is very simple. It can be summed up in one word, love. Christ spent his life loving men and building bridges to span the chasm that had previously existed. He went about doing good. He healed the sick day after day and place after place. On special occasions, he fed the hungry, sometimes even feeding thousands who had been without food all day. He went about comforting those who were sorrowful, encouraging those who were downtrodden. He answered the questions of the bewildered and the confused. His love for man led him to spend his days helping man through his miraculous powers and even more especially with his spiritual message for man's salvation. We build bridges, and it may be a simple thing, a warm smile, a warm greeting that establishes a bond with another, a firm handshake that warms the heart, begins making the acquaintance of a friend, by expressing interest in another person, an act of loving service can seem in a relationship. Simple things, and yet we need to build a bridge with God by believing in Christ and trusting in God, repenting of our sins, confessing the name of Christ, and being baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 2:38, Mark 16:16, and then faithfully living for Him all the days of our life.
Your speaker has been Ken Willis.